bastard star. His love endures forever. For the life that's been reborn, his love endures forever. Sing praise.
Welcome to Finding God in Prison with your host, Deacon Joe Montone, the founder and director of the WINGS program, an inmate reentry and recovery program. And now, here's your host, Deacon Joe Montone.
Good morning, my friends, and welcome to Holy Spirit Radio and our program, Finding God in Prison. This is Deacon Joe Montone. It's a privilege and a pleasure to be back here with you on the air at 1570 AM WISP and 1420 AM WCOJ. Before we begin our program, I want to let you know that this is Radiothon 2022. And this is our annual opportunity to invite you to make a call, to make a pledge, make a contribution to help us to prepare for this year and for the upcoming new year. And give us a call right now at 215-345-1570. Again, 215-345-1570. Make a call, make a pledge, make a donation, and do it from the heart. And once again, this is our program, Finding God in Prison, and we are focused on inmate reentry work and making an impact on the lives of people who are involved with drugs and alcohol, people in recovery from substance abuse. And also in the show, we have interviewed many people who have had a strong past with regard to criminal activity, illegal activity, and many of them have made changes that are very positive with the help of God. And we want to thank God for that. Today's show, we're going to be talking about true friendship and creating direction, which is so important. Because when you don't have direction, you truly need to create some. And, you know, like in aviation, if you have a map and you open the map and could go anywhere in the world that you'd like to go, you draw a line from the place that you are at right now and take that line out to the destination of your choice. And with that, you've created direction. So for many of our people in the WINGS program, we know that they have to create a new life. They have to make changes, leave some old habits, create some new ones. And creating direction is a real art. But I want to, you know, put it out there today because we have many, many people who are listening to our program who are either in recovery homes or in prisons and jails, and they have opportunity to benefit from our program. So, you know, this is a good time to get a pencil and paper or a pen and paper and to start writing down, taking some notes, and create some direction for yourself. The WINGS program actually stands for Winning Ideas, Nurturing Growth, and Success. So if you're not growing, you're stagnating. And stagnation can breed depression. So we want to create some direction in our lives that will help us to grow and to succeed in whatever area of our lives that we need it the most. I hope that makes sense. And one of the things we do in aviation, as I said earlier, is to take out a chart or a map and to draw a straight line. And so we make a decision to go to a certain destination. And that's what you and I have to do in the WINGS program, whether we're, you know, coming out from a prison or jail setting or finishing up a recovery program in a recovery home. We have to create some direction. We have to make a decision on what we want to do, where we want to go, and what kind of work we want to get involved in, where we want to live. And there's so many decisions to make that we have to really think about it. Sit down and to make some clear-cut decisions that will take us into a new area of life, help us to leave the old and come into the new. And so, you know, creating this, the direction for men and women in the Wings program is something that we do very often. Now, one of the things we do see is procrastination. People putting off the things that they need to do, want to do until tomorrow or next week, next month, or even next year. But in the Wings program, our job is to expedite things, to get people moving, to motivate them. And so we use some terms in aviation that are very important for pilots. And a pilot must have a will and must attitude. He will do something because he must do it. And this is important. Very often in working with people who are coming out of jail settings, who are incarcerated, they use the terminology or phraseology that I could do this, I should do this, but I'll do it next week or tomorrow. And that is, you know, something that we don't want to do. We want to not waste time. We do not want to waste time. And we want to make good use of the 168, the total amount of time in a week. And so that philosophy of I will do it because I must do it applies to everything that we need to do. I will get a driver's license because I must do it. I need transportation in my life. I have to get a car to get to work or to get to school. And so I will do it because I must do it. I will get a job working on the books. I will pay my taxes. I will share my income with my family. I will provide necessities for my children in tuition and clothing and shoes and food and housing, transportation, books and supplies. I will do it because I must do it. And this is a very, very important way of proceeding in life for people who have been stagnating for months or even years because of addiction to drugs, alcohol, the sale of drugs, gambling, illegal activity, the lifestyle. And so, you know, our job, once again, is to get them to move forward by making a commitment and some positive self-talk that I will do it because I must do it. No longer can we sit back and say, I might do it, maybe I'll do it, I really could do it, and I should do it, but I'll do it next year or next semester. Very often we see people missing deadlines in education to start a new semester, so they put things off to the next semester. Sometimes they miss opportunities for job interviews because they overslept or they were hanging out with the wrong people and never made the appointment. Other times there are deadlines in jobs such as police officers, firemen's test, all kinds of civil service jobs that are available. But if we miss the deadlines, we can miss opportunities that will change our lives for the better. So it's important that we use some positive self-talk. I will do it because I must do it. I will be a good father because God calls me to be a good father, to take care of my children. I will be a good son because God tells me to honor your father and your mother. And this is important. So as we proceed forward in creating direction, we integrate what God says to do and not to do in our lives. We integrate His Word in helping us to do the right things day in and day out in the 168, the total number of hours in a week. And this, my friends, is important. Now, not everybody is going to succeed in reentry because maybe they don't want to listen at this point and this time in their lives. But maybe for some other people, they are sick and tired of being sick and tired. So they're ready to make changes. What's the number one change that you need to make today? Be objective. You could make a list of changes that you need to make. Do you need to change your attitude from a negative attitude to a good attitude? Do you need to change your home, your residence, because you're encircled by the wrong people in your neighborhood? Making changes in a residence is a very positive step. It may be the first step towards success in reentry or recovery. But whatever it is, you need to do it, now, and not put it off until next week or next month or next year. Because in the WINGS program, once again, we want to be growing. We don't want to be stagnating and in the same position again this year or next year this time. We always ask the question, where do you want to be 1 year from today? So a one-year action plan is very important. So we have some goals with dates of completion to inspire us, to help us to get out of bed every day to do the right thing. And many people, who are coming out of prison are, in difficult situations because they're on house arrest or on parole, probation. They have a parole or probation officer to report to, who even may come to their homes periodically and to check up on them to see how they're doing, what kind of lifestyle they're leading there. But, the goal is to make those changes and to move forward, to keep growing. So again, I ask you the question, what is the number one change do you need to make? Do you need to change your job from stealing to going to work on the books? Do you need to change your habit of gambling to being gambling free, where you're in debt all the time and now you want to be debt free? We've had people who were gamblers in our program who were seriously hurt by more than $250,000 in debt. What is the habit pattern that you need to change? And think about it objectively. Make changes, because your success in reentry or recovery from substance abuse or alcoholism, whatever it is that you were doing, we want to leave it behind and start a new life in Christ. Truly, we ask God for His assistance in growing through our problems, to solve our problems, to fill voids, and to satisfy needs. And God will never disappoint you. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And He will, be there for you when you call out. In His time and in His way, God will always be there. Now, man will disappoint you because human beings make mistakes. And we know this. But let me share with you right now, as you proceed in a reentry program on the outside of prison walls, on the outside of a recovery program from substance abuse or alcoholism, you're going to meet a lot of people. And I want to share with you something from the book of Sirach, chapter 6, verses 5 through 17, called True Friendship. Because you will meet a lot of people, but not everybody is a true friend. And here it is. A kind mouth multiplies friends, and gracious lips prompt friendly greetings. Let your acquaintances be many, but one in a thousand your confidant. When you gain a friend, first test him, and be not too ready to trust him. For one sort of friend is a friend when it suits him, but he will not be with you in time of distress. Another is a friend who becomes an enemy and tells of the quarrel to your shame. Another is a friend, a boon companion, who will not be with you when sorrow comes. But when things are going well, he is your other self and lords it over your servants. But if you are brought low, he turns against you and avoids meeting you. Keep away from your enemies. Be on guard with your friends. A faithful friend is a sturdy shelter. He who finds one finds a treasure. A faithful friend is beyond price. No sum can balance his worth. A faithful friend is a life-saving remedy, such as he who fears God finds. For he who fears God behaves accordingly, and his friend will be like himself. From the book of Sirach. And this is important, my friends, because we want to put our trust into the right people. And we want to make sure that we're not setting ourselves up for failure, disappointment, or even, some damage to be done by the wrong people, you know, who have been let into our hearts, into our homes, into our cars. So again, for one sort of a friend is a friend when it suits him, but he will not be with you in time of distress. So there's an old saying that what goes around comes around. And in the Wings program, we're strong believers of the golden rule in the Gospel of Matthew, that we need to treat others as we would like to be treated. The golden rule. So in looking for friends, we want to make sure that, we're selecting the right people. And they are there for us in good times and in bad. Not just in times when we have abundance and they're looking to eat or to drink or to party or, you know, for favors. The true friend is there, you know, in good times and in bad. The other statement here within this chapter is another is a friend who becomes an enemy and tells of the quarrel to your shame. So he's a friend who talks about your argument or your disagreement with other people, and he makes you basically in a position where you are the wrong one, and he shames you. So we have to be careful in selecting people as our friends. Who's coming into your home today? Can you trust him? We trust, but we verify. In the Wings program, we measure trust one conversation at a time. And this, my friends, is important. The book of Sirach says this. Another is a friend, a boon companion who will not be with you when sorrow comes. When things are going well, he lords it over your servants. But if you are brought low, he turns against you and avoids meeting you. Keep away from your enemies. Be on guard with your friends. So we are given from God himself a great message that we need to keep away from our enemies, but be on guard with your friends, because not everybody is your friend. So we have to be very, very cautious, very careful. And our best friend truly is our Lord Jesus Christ. It's just that you and I may need to grow a little bit more in our personal relationship with Jesus, to acknowledge him as our best friend, the one who is honest, sincere, respectful, accountable, reliable, and trustworthy, one who has been there in good times and in bad, who has got us through some of the great battles that we have taken on in our lives, whether they be health issues or work issues, marital issues. You know, there are all kinds of battles that we face that God can help us through. The death of a loved one, very, very critical and difficult situation for all human beings. And God has helped us in many ways. But I just go through this today, my friends, because our job in the Wings program is to help people to establish good friendships with good people, help them to make the right contacts, and to make good decisions each and every day as they go forward from incarceration or from recovery from alcoholism and substance abuse. And right here at Holy Spirit Radio, where we've been on for many years, I first came on as a guest in 1999 on Voices for the Unborn with Bill Miller. And I only bring that up because this is Radiothon 2022 this week. And I want to share with you a little bit about some of the blessings I have received from Holy Spirit Radio as a host and co-host and working with Radiothons since 2004. You know, the radio family, Holy Spirit Radio family here at WISP 1570 AM and WCOJ 1420 AM has given me truly maybe the greatest platform I've ever had to share the Word of God, to bring the love of God to the hearts and minds of other people, to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, to give testimony to God, to give Him thanks for the gifts, graces, and blessings that I personally have received. They've given me here at Holy Spirit Radio the opportunity to invite people who have succeeded in reentry, who are working and reengaging in family life and community service after incarceration, after addiction and recovery from substance abuse and alcoholism. The Holy Spirit Radio family has given me great peace as we are really fulfilling our calling while proclaiming the Word of God here on the air. God has called us truly to do something special, to lift up the hearts and minds of other people who may be lowly, who may be disappointed, who may be in trouble, who may be incarcerated or in a recovery home, who may be truly in a position where they are depressed because of a diagnosis of cancer or the loss of a loved one or a victim of a stroke or prostate cancer or COVID-19, whatever it may be. Holy Spirit Radio has given me the opportunity to lift up other people, and God has called us to do it. And Jeremiah 1:5 says, "Before I formed you in the new womb, I knew you and dedicated you to become a prophet." That's for all of us. God knew us. So here at Holy Spirit Radio, we have truly been advocating for years, since the beginning, for the unborn child, which is truly the most dangerous place in the world, is a mother's womb, because it is legal to take the life of an unborn in many states. Our job is to advocate for life and for family life, traditional marriage and family life between a man and a woman, and to do it with great zeal and enthusiasm, great passion, to integrate the Word of God to touch the hearts and minds of other people, to give them guidance and direction, my friends, through wonderful programming we get here at Holy Spirit Radio, like the Holy Mass, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, the Holy Rosary given to Saint Dominic in the 12th century. Very powerful program is coming from our mother station, EWTN, the Eternal Word Television Network in Birmingham, Alabama. Truly a tremendous apostolate created by God Himself through Mother Angelica and the sisters, you know, down in Birmingham and Hansville, Alabama. And, you know, one of the things we had been able to do because of Holy Spirit Radio is run many pilgrimages down to EWTN, and to give truly a lot of peace and love to those men and women who've lost loved ones after 40, 50, 60 years of marriage, going on pilgrimage 30 times, taking, you know, several thousand people with us to listen to great speakers who we can hear on this station, speakers like Father Mitch Pacwa, and Father Joseph, Father Miguel. There's so many great programs coming not only from the station in Birmingham, Alabama, but from the local station as well. We've been blessed to have two shows here at Holy Spirit Radio, and since 2014, been doing Finding God in Prison, this show here today, and also since last August, Clear for Takeoff, focusing on the readings for the weekend in Holy Mass. And I just tell you that all of these blessings, gifts, and graces are no coincidence. It's a God incident. God has truly, you know, brought us together. And he has brought Holy Spirit Radio into your living room, into your car, into your phone, and has given you maybe one of the greatest blessings that he can give to you to help to lift you up, lift up the hearts and minds of your children who need guidance and direction to live a good life. God has given us tremendous blessings through Holy Spirit Radio. And I just want to take a moment to highlight the fact that Dale and Jane Meyer have done a wonderful job of leading the way for many, many years, since March 19th, 1999, in Holy Spirit Radio at WISP 1570 AM and WCOJ 1420 AM, along with our producer Frank Eliason and his family, his wife Carolyn. You know, we've had many, many beautiful moments here on radiothons over the years. I know I've been involved with the station since 1999 as a guest, but coming on in 2004 and doing a radiothon with them. And I just tell you, over the years, we've had many radiothons. So if you haven't made a donation yet, I ask you right now to give us a call at 215-345-1570. Again, 215-345-1570. Make a call, make a pledge, make a donation, and do it from the heart. And don't wait for someone else to do it, my friends, because you and I are called to do more. Like Mother Teresa, who had a heart to do more, God calls us to do a little bit more. He says, whatever you do for the least of your brothers and sisters, you've done it for me. So I ask you right now to pick up the phone, make a call, make a pledge, make a donation, and do it from the heart, 215-345-1570. Again, 215-345-1570. This is Deacon Joe Montone here at Holy Spirit Radio. I want to thank you for tuning in with us, and I want to thank all those callers who have made donations. We'll see you next time here at Holy Spirit Radio and Finding God in Prison. Have a great day, a good weekend, and God bless you. Take good care.